This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
In 1944, a Texas Army private was released from a German POW camp in Europe. The man's story is unusual. He received his draft orders in Mexico. And later, this American veteran would have 11 sons and daughters who also served in the military. Maggie Rivas Rodriguez has their story.
My father's name was Francisco Chapa Alvarado. He was born in St. Hedwig, Bexar County, Texas, on September 16, 1910.
That's the voice of Felix Alvarado, the 75-year-old son of Francisco Alvarado. His parents' story is of another time in American and Mexican history. Francisco Chapa Alvarado was a World War II veteran, a German prisoner of war, but how he wound up joining the Army is the stuff of movies. It has to do with the Great Depression and a Mexican-American couple willing to gamble on their future. Both Francisco Alvarado and his wife Bonifacia Ortiz Rodriguez were born in Texas. They were married in Cuernavaca. Francisco had no education and knew only hard work. In the depths of the Great Depression, unemployment reached 25%, and it was higher for minorities. Mexican residents were prohibited from taking part in some work and relief programs, and in the 1930s, as many as 1 million Mexicans and Mexican Americans were deported. It was euphemistically called a repatriation. Of that million, an estimated 60% were American citizens of Mexican descent. The Alvarados were not among them, but they worried about supporting their two young sons. Then, in 1938, they found out the Mexican government was looking for people to colonize northern Mexico. The government would give them land and food and help them build a house. Felix Alvarado recorded an interview with his mother before she passed away 20 years ago.
It was a repatriation. Not that they were running us out. It was a repatriation for people who wanted land in Mexico.
The Alvarados jumped at the chance and drove to Mexico with their two small sons. Felix Alvarado again.
They were sold this bill of goods, okay? This is, life is going to be good, life is going to be great. It wasn't.
The land was undeveloped. They pitched a tent, and Bonifacia Rodriguez cooked in the open air.
We didn't have anything, anything. And your father started to make a house, and then the baby died.
The death of 18-month-old Antonio prompted Bonifacia to leave Mexico with her 3-year-old son. Her husband stayed behind. Back in Texas, Bonifacia got a letter from the U.S. government addressed to her husband.
He was in Mexico when my mother got the draft notice for him, and she sent it to Mexico. And when he got it over there, he decided that he was going to come and fight for his country.
Francisco joined the Army in November 1943, assigned to Company A, 358th Regiment, of the 90th Infantry Division.
He was in the second wave of the Normandy invasion. He was captured almost immediately.
When the war was over in Europe, Russian soldiers liberated the POWs. Francisco Alvarado had been a prisoner for 10 months. He and Bonifacia Ortiz Rodriguez would have 12 children who survived into adulthood. Of those, all but one served in the military. 8 sons and 3 daughters. Felix Alvarado served in the Air Force. Francisco Alvarado died in 1988, but his children keep their parents' memories alive.
These are things that I never want to forget. So I go with them in my mind, and I don't embellish them at all. You know, this is what my father said, and he said 10 words, and I repeat 10 words.
Felix Alvarado says he wonders why his father came back from Mexico to fight.
I said, you know, he was either the bravest man in the world, a real hero, or he was a complete fool. I said that once in a while about my own father, okay? Because he took a lot of courage to come back and decide that you were going to go off to war. Because he knew he was going off to the war. And he did not have to come back.
Maggie Rivas Rodriguez, KUT News.